Miles, since you've had this many questions at committee about this report, huh? All right, item number three. From the Department of Disability Services.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase and extend from July 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013, Disability Services Division 2013 purchase of service contracts for birth to three providers.
Okay, good morning. I first want to start off by saying that this item was placed on our agenda due to the fact that the Finance and Audit Committee had already set their agenda for June. And so in the future, obviously, due to the passage of Act 14, we will no longer hear contracts or approve contracts. We may hear them, but we won't approve them. So that's the reason why this item is before us today. All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Madam Chairperson, Supervisors. This is a recommendation to increase our birth to three contract providers from July 1st of this year to December 31st of 2013. We had originally allocated at the beginning of the year 6-month contracts to these agencies for the specific purpose of revamping our reporting system so that each agency was consistent in how they were reporting to us. We've spent the last year and a half doing a very comprehensive review of their fiscal revenues as well as their program revenues, and it was in an attempt to get to a point where we could do some performance-based awarding of contracts with these agencies. They perform a very critical services to individuals birth to three in our area, and we identified a couple years ago that there is substantial fundraising that they do independently, and we really needed to know how those dollars were being used, as well as they were generating other Medicaid revenue. And it was very difficult to do across-the-board comparison as we allocated dollars. So we went through an extensive review. We also had some new money that was appropriated in the 2013 budget, and we wanted to allocate that money based on the new system. So the first 6 months of this year, we spent a substantial amount of time with those agencies going through, kind of laying out our new reporting system, and we really just instituted that system in April of this year. We have not had enough time to really look at all of the reporting across the agencies, so we did not want to allocate the new money that was appropriated, but it was always our intention to give those agencies a 12-month contract. It was just that we wanted to be able to do that and allocate the new money in the new reporting system. Given we are here in June, the agencies really need to know what kind of dollars they're going to have for the last 6 months of the year. So we're recommending approving their contracts for the last 6 months of the year with their 213 allocation, but we are still holding on allocating the new money until we have at least 3 to 4 months of all of them reporting in the same way. So this does not actually allocate any of the new dollars appropriated, but just gives them a year contract so they know what they'll be working with for 12 months. And then after we have some experience in the new reporting arena, we'll be able to allocate the new money. The new money was $150,000 that we are still holding based on getting data that we can compare apples to apples. And we're now in a position that everyone is reporting to us in the same way. We can clearly compare the unit cost by each agency. We will know the outcomes by each child. So we are in a much better position than we have been in years to really know, you know, how much it's costing us per child, and as well looking at the numbers of children each agency is serving and what kind of outcomes they're having.
Very good. Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this is, I'm glad you made that statement. This is the reason why it should have been continued. All contracts go to the pairing committee. Even though it may go to the finance committee, I hope that we would still get information because this committee understands what the finance will be approving. If there's any concerns or any questions, we can go to finance and say, we object about this. Instead of them have two-day finance reports, when these particular things we come as a committee or as a chairperson and talk about why we don't feel that these certain contracts should advance. Because when the finance committee would get it, they were just going to keep moving. If there's no objection, they don't understand the issues. But I'm going to move approval of this because we do understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. Finance, they're very smart, intelligent individuals on that committee, but they don't know all the issues of Milwaukee County. Do we have any finance members on
the? Yeah, I am.
I'm going to respond.
Well, I take that back, my smart intelligence. I forgot Smith was on the committee. I take it back now. But that's my concern. Finance can't do everything, and they don't know everything. And that's why we have committees to understand what's going on within Milwaukee County, that we can represent the residents of Milwaukee County properly and understand if there's issues that we can deal with it. So I hope you continue to have, if we might not approve it, it just be information reports, but we need to know what's going on. And so we can be very good stewards of our dollars and set policy properly. So I do move approval.
Thank you for that motion. Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. I understand completely what the supervisor is saying, and it's pretty humbling experience to be a long time in government and to see how much you don't know, even though you think you know a lot. And, in contracts, I think we played a very important role. I'm sorry to see that diminishing. That's a real concern, talking to the county executive about for good that'll do. But I would agree with Supervisor Meehl completely on that. I think as colleagues, we really do rely on the committees who have to spend the time that really look into things in depth. I certainly would concur that finance does not go into depth in some of these areas because we presume and we look and we talk and we see that the other committees spend a lot of time. This is the committee where we should spend time on this. And, written reports are extremely important, but I learned more in listening to in a minute than I did from the written report because I do have some confidence in working with you and being here for a number of years. I've always been very impressed, Ms. Lide, with your grasp of details. And I appreciate getting the information. And what I heard and what I really like is that, you're constantly monitoring, looking. I mean, I know we're a provider of services, and we go to the community vendors. I presume these are the best in birth to three. I don't have that expertise. I don't know that, okay? So I'm relying on the fact that I presume you continue to look at other possible providers, too. And I very much like the fact that you review. You're looking at outcome-based, you're making sure that the clients are being served. This is, I think we've all learned this in psychology and education, the importance of birth to three and catching these things early on and not waiting until people are later in grade school or high school when it's too late. This goes for our criminal justice system, too. But so I'm very pleased to hear a report like this. I think it makes good sense. You're just giving the monies that we gave the first 6 months, and you're letting review and see if these are the community vendors that really we should be partnering with from Milwaukee County. So this is the kind of stuff I think this committee should get. And then the finance committee has the confidence that things are being looked at. They can't look at everything. We don't know everything, of course. And rely on your goodwill and your good expertise and your hard work to bring us this information and know that you're monitoring very closely for the benefit of all our residents, and I certainly believe you are. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. Supervisor Taylor, and then Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree completely with Supervisor Mayo and Schmidt. I rely on other committees with the work they do because I can't be at every meeting, and we have our busy schedules, and we're all throughout the district. So the question I have is, are we still going to be able to get this information? I mean, what's going to happen now that things have changed? Because that's going to be extremely important. And the reason I ask that question is, if we're going to be cut out of the loop, I'm going to have a policy of, unless I know exactly what's in it, I'm not going to support contracts. I don't actually get the documentation. I'm not going to sit at a finance committee meeting to wait for one little portion like this. I'm not going to do it. So at least out of my district or my vote, in the future, I'm going to want to know exactly what's going on, just like here. And, I agree. I in just a couple of minutes, you summarize everything that's in the report. It's very good. But I still like to see it in writing so we can go back to it from time to time. So I guess the question I have is, how are we going to operate in the future?
Sure.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Taylor, and other supervisors. So I think we need clarification from Corporation Counsel on that. I'm not in the position to say what's going to happen. So I think that Corporation Counsel is going to provide some guidance on how interpreting the new law and how we should approach future meetings.
Well, I wasn't planning on hearing that, but okay, thank you.
I mean, worst case scenario, we can do a public records request, open records request. This is public information. And that's worst case scenario. You would hope that it wouldn't come to that. You would hope that the county executive would bring forth a report every month on what it is that he's signing that has to do with each committee. But again, that's the purview of the county executive at this point. So we will make that request in writing to the county executive on behalf of this committee. And hope that we get a favorable response.
Well, if I still have the floor, hope that we make every effort to get the decision makers all the necessary information to make a decision. Because I don't understand how anybody thinks that cutting this branch of government out of the process is going to do us any good, our constituents any good. And yeah, I know we'll get into it later on in the agenda, mm-hmm. but I mean, any disrespect to me, I don't really care. But you disrespect the 54,000 people that I represent. So I expect to get the information that we request, or else we're going to have some serious problems.
Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was the same question that I had for the administration. But I don't know if I completely understood your point, Supervisor Taylor's question. So can you just recap your thinking and I guess why it's okay not to have a process where policymakers can have the information?
Madam Chair, I don't know if this is germane to the item before us, because I don't know, I'm not the person that should be talking about how the law should be interpreted, so I just want to be very careful about that. I don't know all the particulars, and I think there's going to be some guidance that is going to help all of us on how we move forward. So I'm asking, are we germane to the topic right here, which is on this report?
Well, I am.
We are discussing the report and the fact that this report is in front of us basically due to, obviously due to the law being signed mid-cycle, so that didn't help. But then the other part of that is that it was due to finance and audit setting their agenda at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, and we did ours at 10 a.m. And so there were items that, had the law been implemented, would have been referred to finance. And actually, I don't even believe this is one of them, because of the dollar amount, it would have gone directly to the board floor. which is going to be something else interesting that we'll have to navigate through. But it is before us, and it is
thank you, Madam Chair.
The item being discussed is the report that's in front of us, and the future process for such reports. So I'm going to say that it is germane.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if I still have the floor,
yes,
I just want to bring it back and just saying that Supervisor Mayo made a great point. The question is when it pertains to continue to have the process that we have now. Do you believe that it's, are you in support of this body, this committee, being able to have, continue to have information from your office directly so that we can have be able to make decisions? That is a
yes. Madam Chair, Supervisors, absolutely. And, so we have to work together as a team. There are major initiatives that we need to move forward on that require a collaborative effort among the administration and this county board. So I want you to understand that, yes, there's going to be a sharing of information. This is going to be, something that I want all of us to feel comfortable with. And so you got my commitment to ensure that we're being transparent, we're being collaborative, and you got the information that you want. So we're committed to that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Bowen. Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, the law states that we are not to approve contracts. The law does not state that we do not get the information that we need to act on that. They may go to the Finance Committee, but it still can come here, and it will come to all committees if the chairperson asks for it. And that's the bottom line, because we need the information. Because I don't want, you know, gridlock, and people think that when we vote up, everything vote up, voted up or voted down, and they have so many no's. What is the issue? Then we say we have a backlog. No, we don't have a backlog. We don't have the information. Because the thing that you're going to hear me that I don't like is we're not going to have another pension scandal that people say that we didn't get the right information, mm-hmm. and we did not get all the information, or we should have known that. That's no such thing anymore. We need to know the information to make a sound decision for my 55,000 individuals I represent, because I will be saying no a lot.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Mayo has made a motion for approval. If there is no more comments or questions on this item, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that motion.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaar.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.